Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God. 7 Minutes with God to help you start your day or to end your day. Today's message is called The Word. The Word. And now please join me for 7 Minutes with God. You know, if we go into Psalm 12, the book of Psalms, Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, we will read these words, these precious words from God as given on to David. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Verse 7. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Lovely, lovely words from the Word of God. Okay, now here's the question. Do you believe in what I just read? Not just a part of it, but every jot and tittle. Do you believe in Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7? Do you? These are words that God inspired. He inspired David to write them in his holy book. And what words they are. You see, God wanted to assure all who would read the Bible, that his words were pure words, pure. Now, what is pure? What do you consider to be pure? Pure means exactly as it is, exactly as it is. Nothing added, nothing left out. In fact, every word that makes up the King James Authorized 1611 Bible is pure. Pure. How pure? How pure do you believe God is? But God didn't stop there. No, he didn't. Because he knew people would want to know, how pure does God really mean? How pure? Well, verse 6 says, pure as silver, tried in a furnace of earth. Wow. Now, if you were a silversmith, then you'd know how pure silver becomes when it's put in the furnace. Yes, you would. You'd know. Pure as silver, tried in a furnace of earth. But the Word of God didn't stop there. It goes on to say, not only purified, but purified 7 times. 7 times. In other words, it couldn't be any purer. Remember, 7 is God's number of perfection. Even the heathen makes mention of a 7th heaven. Oh, yes. If we slip over to 2 Samuel 22, verse 31, we will read these words that God has placed there. As for God, his way is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. And in Psalm 18, verse 30, the exact same words. As for God, his way is perfect. These words enhance the greatness of our mighty God. As for God, his way is always perfect. Now that God has told us how perfect is his word, David continues to excite not only the purity of God's word, but also with it is further compelled to elaborate. He also pens, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Wow. This generation forever. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. What a lovely dialogue David has with God. It's almost like he was asking, how long will you keep your words, Lord? No, but rather David was confirming what God had placed in his heart. This is further amplified with the next line. To preserve is to keep, and not to preserve any other way. To preserve is to keep, and not to allow rottenness to enter in. And then the great climactic phrase, from when to when? From this generation forever. From the generation David was living in until when? Forever. Forever. How long is forever? The best answer is forever. Forever and ever. How is it possible for anyone to misinterpret Psalm 12, 6 and 7? I most adamantly conclude these verses to be authentic. And for any person to add or take away one jot or one tittle from this sacred text is nothing short of suicide and hell damnation. You, some will continue to rebuke these precepts, these precious truths, with trivial and asinine remarks. Those shall bear the hallmark, child of the devil. You've been listening to another in the series of 7 Minutes with God.